قال إني لا يحزنني أن تذهبوا به وخاف يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. فلما ذهبوا به واجمعوا يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين. In the verses that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us about the jealousy that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they had plotted to get rid of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam so that they could have the love of their father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, all to themselves. So they came to their father, they told their father, "Oh, father, you don't seem to trust us with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Tomorrow give us a chance, let us take him along with us. We're going to have some fun, picnic, have some fun, and we will look after him." So the father responded, قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. That certainly it saddens me, it grieves me, it worries me that you take him along with you. وَأَخَافُ يَأْكُلَهُ ذِئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. Because I fear that perhaps a wolf will devour him whilst you are unmindful, whilst you're not looking after him, you are busy playing. He's a young boy, a young lad, he may be left alone, and then he may be devoured, or a wolf may attack him. قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. So the brothers, they were trying their best to convince their father. So they told father, "Oh, our father, if a wolf has to eat him whilst we are there, we are a big, strong group of boys, then certainly we are losers. Meaning we will never allow this to happen. How can this happen? We are a group of 10 strong young men. Of course we'll be able to defend our brother if anything has to happen." فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ. And when the brothers now went along with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجَأُوا أَجْمَعُوا فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. And now they decided that definitely we are going to put him into the pit of the well, the depth of the well. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ. So they went and put him into the well. At that time Allah Ta'ala inspired Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That the day will come when you will inform your brothers, you will remind them about this action of theirs that they have done, and at that time they will not even know that it is you who is telling them. We will read later in the story that this inspiration that Allah Ta'ala granted to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, later on the surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks to us about how this became a reality. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Now the brothers, they had to come home now to make an excuse to their father, so they said they came back home in the evening to their father crying. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبَنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. They said, "Oh, our father, we had gone out to play and we were racing. وَتَرَقْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. And when we were racing, we left Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with all our stuff, our food, our whatever other things we had with us. We left him with our stuff. فَأَكَلَهُ ذِبْ. And at that time, whilst we were racing and he was by our stuff, a wolf came and ate him. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْنِنْ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. Oh, father, we feel that you will not believe us even though we are true in what we are saying.